It's pre-pandemic, the highlight of my week would be a friend texting last minute that they can't make after-work drinks because their babysitter bailed. Now, if that ever happens post-pandemic, I'll show up at their house with some gin, a cocktail shaker, and a board game that takes 8 hours to play. It's electrifying! Now, this isn't to say things can't change for the worse. If we loosen up too quickly or not enough people get vaccinated or the variants get worse, we could have setbacks. But the streamlined vaccine rollout and the optimism from public health officials are a nice change of pace after the previous administration, which was so mendacious and detached from reality, you couldn't trust a word they said. Remember when Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, said this last year in the run-up to the election?
Our goal has been to have 300 million doses by January. 100 million doses is one-third of the population. That's pretty wide distribution when you look at that, and that's October.
They said we'd have 100 million doses by the end of October and 300 million by January. Seriously, I knew the Trump people were liars, but it's even more brazen in retrospect, especially compared to the overly cautious approach of the Biden team. I mean, Biden's out here saying we won't get back to normal until Christmas. He's going to miss the barbecue. Meanwhile, the Trump people were going around telling everyone we'd all get vaccines in the mail for Christmas like they were free AOL trial CDs. As we've said many times on this show, things are still bad for lots of people who need immediate help in the form of direct payments, expanded unemployment benefits, a $15 minimum wage, and a more robust vaccine rollout in marginalized communities, among other things. And the pandemic has also exposed massive structural inequalities and problems that need radical solutions. We can't let up now. The next few months will be crucial, but there's finally some reason for hope and some cautious optimism. We could even have a party at my place this summer. What do you say?
I'm staying outside. Yeah, me too, actually.
And now, a message from Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I'm America's voice of reason and celebrity hall pass for some reason, Dr. Fauci. The vaccine rollout is going strong, but it's also very confusing. Who can get it? How? When? Where is it? Do both doses go in the same arm or different arms or what? I don't know. So tonight, we give everyday Americans the chance to vie for vaccine eligibility on a little show we like to call So You Think You Can Get the Vaccine. Very good. Hello and welcome to the name of the game show I just said. Okay. Getting the vaccine shouldn't be a competition, but Americans will only want to get it if it means someone else can't. So, let's meet our panel of judges who are all, get excited, famous governors. First, he's hated by every single person in California except those 10 people he had dinner with in Napa that one time. Please welcome Governor Gavin Newsom.
Hey, what can I say? I love dinner.
That's great. How are things going in California?
Teeth, white, bodies, tight. COVID, pretty bad.
Next, he's currently under fire for futzing with old dead people and also for the kind of sexual harassment allegations that make you go, yeah, I can see that. It's New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Yes, hello. Nice bodies, some of you. I know. I'm in the friggin' doghouse again. Remember when your favorite movie was my PowerPoints? Remember, today is Tuesday. When can we go back to that? I mean, come on.
Okay. Our next judge narrowly escaped being kidnapped by a group of men whose fingerprints probably had Cheetos dust on them. Please welcome the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer.
Hey there. Be here with my fellow governors. People yell at them about their policies, and they yell at me, get her! But, hey, that's life.
Okay, judges, all of our contestants desperately want the vaccine, but an essential worker can differ in every state. So in California, it's
police, hospital staff, neuropaths, and psychics.
And in Michigan, it's
fishers, truckers, trappers, and drifters.
Right. And in New York, it is
tough guys, wise guys, rich guys, and five guys.
Great. Tonight's game and the vaccine is brought to you by CVS. Come for the shot, leave with a lollipop from two Halloweens ago. Our first contestant is very nervous and excited to be here. Please welcome Jane F.
I'm from Michigan. Go Wolverines.
Oh, well, hi. Nice to see a fellow Michigander.
Oh, thanks. I actually voted for you.
Well, That's nice.
I voted for you to get kidnapped, but still.
All right, well, I'll take it. Tell us why you're here.
I think I deserve the vaccine because I'm an essential worker.
That's nice. What do you do?
I do IT for the OnlyFans website, so I am busy.
Do you have any pre-existing conditions?
I have a really bad attitude. I'm allergic to dust, and I don't know if this is anything, but I have herpes.
Sweetheart, that doesn't get you the vaccine.
What? Then why did I just say that on TV?
Oh, that's too bad. A reminder, any contestant who's not going home with a vaccine will take home one of our highly desirable consolation prizes, like a Pfizer visor. It's a visor with the word Pfizer on it. Now, our next contestant has asked me to tell you that she is very, very old. For real, she's not even kidding. Okay, please welcome Kendall Fry.
Hello, I'm old. I love hard candy, and boy, do I stand going to church.
Huh. Something seems off about her.
Yeah, she just said Stan.
I think we got another pretend granny.
Okay, fine. Listen, there's a guy I've been talking to for 10 years, and he just got out of a relationship, and he's in town tonight. Give me the vaccine.
Okay, and what are your risks?
My risk is that I may pop, sir.
Sorry, sweetheart, you're not eligible.
Wow. Okay. On the second to last day of Black History Month. Oh, wow.
Thanks again to our sponsor, CVS. We have the receipts, and they're warm. All right. Our next contestant is expecting to have a baby.
Hi, I'm pregnant. Can I get the vaccine?
I don't know. Can you?
Sorry, may I get the vaccine?
No, that wasn't a grammar thing. I was genuinely asking. We have no idea.
You don't know?
Let's just give it to her.
Unfortunately, we're running a little low in Moderna, but we do have some trials for the Kirkland signature vaccine developed by Costco. It's big enough for you and your little one, and it comes with a free pack of 24 hot dogs. Next, we have Ronald, who's a proud smoker from New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Ronald. I'm from New Jersey, and I love cigarettes.
Are you just saying that because in New Jersey, they're giving the vaccine to smokers?
What? No, I love smoking. I love the squishy part, the burny part. It's all my favorite. Okay, this is terrible. I gotta get some more. Okay, fine.
Okay, give it up for that lifelong smoker. Our next contestant is, this doesn't sound right, fresh off his appearance yesterday at CPAC. Oh, God, it's Ted Cruz.
Yes, Senator Ted Cruz performing talent of stand-up comedy. It is great to be back in New York City. I'm sorry, my arms are tired because I just flew back from Cancun, Mexico. But can you really blame a brother for wanting some sun? Uh-oh. Here comes my catchphrase that I've spent all day yesterday screaming. Are you ready? Here we go now. Freedom!
It's been quite a night, and we're down to our last contestant. Let's bring him out.
Hello, my name is Seymour Foreman, and I'm 85 years young. I was an army doctor, but now I'm just the world's proudest granddad.
Aw, wow, you got it all.
You win.
You get the vaccine.
Oh, wonderful. So do I get it here or backstage?
Oh, no. You can't get it here. You got to make an appointment online.
On what? Oh, no. How do I do that?
Do you have a computer?
For spider solitaire.
Well, is there a young person who could help you?
Perhaps the mailman?
Now, does he have 3 straight days to help you click refresh?
I don't think he does. He seems busy.
Ah, so close. Better luck next time.
But if you do feel sick, make sure you leave the nursing home and get to the hospital. Wink.
Oh, no.
All right, that's all the time we have. And I'm just getting word the power went out at a CVS nearby. The vaccines are all going to expire, so it's first come, first stab.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late.
It's time to turn on.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
Now to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Bacon, sign of evil number 4.
Continuing our sign of evil countdown, here's Vanessa Williams.
With COVID vaccines becoming more widely available, many more people are searching for the earliest possible appointment to get vaccinated, and there's a tool to help them find it. The COVID-19 Vaccine Resource Locator is an online tool to help anyone linked to public vaccination resources available through both state and local health departments and retail pharmacies by zip code. According to Dr. Donald Stangler with United Healthcare, the information on the free website is updated twice a day and available in both English and Spanish for anyone to use.
This is a rapidly evolving science. It's really important to understand what the criteria are, whether you are a candidate to be vaccinated, where to go, and how to set up an appointment.
So far, more than 100,000 people have used the vaccine resource tool. It's on the web at uhc.com/vaccine-locator. Finding the nearest location can do more than save time. Last month, when Ann Barshaw, a cancer patient living in Tarrytown, became eligible to get vaccinated, the earliest appointment she could find was a 6-hour drive away.
I took an appointment on the 16th, and I drove up there. And it really wasn't that bad on the way up, but on the way back, I ended up with a blizzard.
She says the return trip took 7 hours, and she'll have to go back for the second shot. With the approval of the Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine, there are now 3 options and a growing supply of vaccinations. Stangler emphasizes that knowing when and where they are available is critical to bringing the COVID pandemic crisis under control.
I think they all provide excellent protection against getting bad complications and being hospitalized. So if the opportunity is there, my recommendation is you should jump on it as soon as possible.
For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
You got to try something.
You got a job at the radio station?
Oh, great, that place. It's dark and dirty and has, like, what, those 3 weirdos who work there?
This poem I wrote probably 4 or 5 years ago, because it mentions 5 years ago. And I mentioned many of the people who were on at the beginning of the program, or at the beginning went on the air, and many of whom are not here anymore. But that doesn't mean they weren't a part of the history and that they didn't put in a lot of effort into getting WGXC on the air. So here it goes. About 5 years ago, I learned with great elation that Columbia Green was getting a new radio station. So I decided to talk to the busiest man, a Mr. Tom Rowe, and asked him quite bravely about me having a weekly Irish show. He said, "Why should we have an Irish show on WGXC, Tony Fallon?" So I told him about Kitty Kelly, Tara Gold, and Foster and Ellen. I told him that I had the records by the likes of Carmel Quinn, Paddy Noonan, Richie O'Shea, and even Martin Flynn. We would also play the three tenors who could sing so very loud, as well as Louis Brown, Frank Patterson, and Kenny McLeod. We'd get the touring talent from all the East Durham shows and play the lively jigs and reels in the winter when it snows. I'd mention Kaylee's The Arts Week and Saturday Night Dances, and from Jennifer in the gift shop, get cassettes of Marie Francis. Dermot Henry would sing to us about his mother from Mayo, or that other lovely song about the green hills of Sligo. I play Pat Roper and Mary McGonigal, both of whom of Scottish stock, and often play One Day at a Time and The Lady of Knock. I'd interview guests from afar and take requests on the phones, and when I needed rebel songs, I'd cue up the Wolf Tones. I'd have football and hurling results every Sunday night, and if anybody important was in the garden, I'd mention the fight. Well, he sized me up and said, "You got a good line of baloney, but how can I have a radio show with a host named Tony?" And now the station is on the air and I'm the Irish host. It's also on the net, so I'm heard in Ireland, coast to coast. I put on the first show on WGXC on a February night, and I can tell you firsthand that the host was full of fright. And then to make it worse, I made a whole lot of mistakes, and everybody loved the first song about Killarney's Lakes. Then over the next few days, I got requests to keep the show on going, and with the word of mouth and promotion, the audience kept growing. There are all kinds of programs here of this and that, who knows. They will even tell you how an onion or a potato or a carrot grows. There's great enthusiasm, and the Lord bless us and save us. What would we all be all today without smiling Al Davis? There's Max, Karen, Dharma, and of course there's Joan, who helps me with pronouncements, the computer and the phone. I knew we had a good lineup from the very start, and putting Paul in charge of news was very, very smart. Sarah is behind the scene, and for new memberships is reaching. Galen heads up fundraising, and Kaya and Corey are always teaching. There are lists of others I have left out without bad intention, but they will all be recognized at our 10th convention. Meanwhile, this big happy family thinks it's died and gone to heaven as they get their weekly fix of radio on 90.7. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting behavior is 1 year in prison, or $10,000 fine, or both. Anyone making a sick, subversive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under edict number 364 of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Okay, have fun, buddy. All right.
90.7 FM.
Carmen Borgia here from Ukulele's Unleashed. I co-host with John Sturman. We're extremely grateful to WGXC to be able to really do a show where all we have to think about is ukuleles for 2 hours. And not everybody would let us do a thing like that. So we're really grateful. And here's a song. It's a song by the Felice Brothers, and it's a favorite of our ukulele crowd. And I've adjusted the lyrics a little bit. So instead of the girlfriend, I've changed that to WGXC in this case. So, and it's a lively little ukulele song. It's called a radio song. WGXC, the dying leaves are dancing off the trees. They got an easy way. It's you and me. Go dancing to a record dancing shoe. Hey, from our group to you guys.
Well, a good babysitter can be hard to find.
Reno.
But I've got Reno on my little mind.
Reno.
Sometimes it drives me wild the way we can't be alone.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
I've got to take her somewhere where we can't be phoned.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
That's right.
Reno, 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 honey. Reno, Reno, Reno.
Maybe see Chow or maybe Tom Jones.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
But I don't know who's there. I just want to get going.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
Did I make reservations? Well, no. Down the street we run. And I'd like to tell you more, but I got to rush. I still love the girl with the schoolboy crush. Reno, 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 honey. Reno, Reno, Reno. Well, let's go! Yeah! Well, come on! Oh, yeah! Yeah, what about it?
Reno, 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 honey. Reno, Reno, Reno.
Find a motel with a velvet bed.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
Where the velvet walls are painted crimson red.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
Well, find a little lounge open night and day.
a blazing light.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
Lonely hills of Nevada sage.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
And then there's Reno, center stage.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
That's right.
Reno, 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 honey. Reno, Reno, Reno. Me and her gonna have big fun. Me and her gonna laugh and laugh. Call the babysitter from the hotel room. Tell her we'll be back about the 3rd of June. And I'd like to tell more, but I got to go. Still can't buy that man of gold. Reno, 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 buddy. Reno, Reno, Reno. Oh, yeah. Well, we gotta go. I said, what's that? Reno, 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 honey. Reno, Reno, Reno.
Oh, well, I'd like to tell you more, but time's getting tight. The day's gotten old and here comes the night. Reno, 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 honey. Reno, Reno, Reno. Oh, and I still love the girl in a flame that burns. She's played with the kids and now it's my turn.
this is Stephen Merritt, and I apparently on WGXC Accra, which I think of as WGXC Hudson, but I don't know. I've never been to Accra.
Find out where the music takes you on the next Deep Threes, when the final recording sessions of the Robert Hohner Percussion Ensemble finally see the light of day. Plus the explosive orchestra sounds of the Dorf Sound Collective and Kamasi Washington. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Starbuck of Columbiaville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty, or give me death!
WGXC, the station that gives you liberty.
Voter suppression and the filibuster. More Confederate monuments to tear down. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Majority rule in the United States, expressed through our scattershot state-by-state, county-by-county election systems, appears to have survived 4 years of President Donald Trump. Actual power, however, resides in an entrenched, overwhelmingly white Republican minority. True, the Democratic Party, through massive grassroots voter mobilization, took the White House and the Senate and retains its slim majority in the House of Representatives. Despite that, Senate Republicans wielding the filibuster, a vestige of the slavery era, still hold the power to veto almost all federal legislation. Case in point is H.R. 1, the For the People Act of 2021, passed by the House on Wednesday night as Congress members scrambled to finish business and leave Washington early due to reported threats of potential violence from Trump-supporting white supremacist adherents of the QAnon conspiracy theory. H.R. 1 has been described as the most sweeping pro-democracy bill in decades, improving voter registration and access to voting, ending partisan and racial gerrymandering, forcing the disclosure of dark money donors, increasing public funding for candidates, and imposing strict ethical and reporting standards on members of Congress and the U.S. Supreme Court. You'd think a pro-democracy bill would be popular in the world's oldest democracy, yet not one Republican voted for it. And unless all 50 Senate Democrats unite to end the filibuster, which they could do with a simple majority vote, H.R. 1 and many more bills to come will die at the hands of the Republican Senate minority. The late conservative activist Paul Weyrich, co-founder of the Heritage Foundation, laid out the Republican playbook in 1980.
I don't want everybody to vote. Elections are not won by a majority of people. They never have been from the beginning of our country, and they are not now. As a matter of fact, our leverage in the elections, quite candidly, goes up as the voting populace goes down.
Republican strategy relies on voter suppression. Republican-controlled state legislatures have launched an unprecedented assault on voting rights, attempting to reverse advances in the franchise hard won over the last century and a half. More than 250 bills have been forwarded to limit voter access. The Supreme Court, now packed with Republicans, is expected to put its partisan finger on the scale of democracy as well, gutting what remains of the 1965 Voting Rights Act in an Arizona case heard this week. Channeling Weyrich while arguing against a lower court's rejection of Arizona voter suppression tactics before the Supreme Court, the lawyer for the Arizona GOP candidly stated,
"It puts us at a competitive disadvantage relative to Democrats. Politics is a zero-sum game."
The Georgia Assembly passed HB 531 this week, along strict party lines. The bill was described as textbook voter suppression by Democratic Georgia Assembly member Jasmine Clark.
This bill reduces, restricts, and limits every single aspect of our elections.
HB 531 includes provisions that require strict photo identification to obtain an absentee ballot, would limit the number of ballot drop boxes and require the boxes to be kept indoors, limiting access to them, would severely curtail early voting, and perhaps most importantly, would reduce or eliminate early voting on Sunday, a day on which African Americans have traditionally voted after church in great numbers in what's known as souls to the polls.
This is really a new form of Jim Crow.
That's Ari Berman, author and reporter for Mother Jones, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
They are targeting the voting methods that were used the most by black voters in states like Georgia, that led to record turnout, that helped flip Georgia blue and elect two Democratic senators. We're seeing it all across the country, how Republicans are breaking democracy. They are pushing extreme gerrymandering to try to keep power in the states and to try to take back the House in 2022. They are using the filibuster so that 41 GOP senators representing just 21% of the country can block everything from a $15 minimum wage to legislation to restore the Voting Rights Act.
Republicans are not alone in restricting votes of people of color, though. Democratic Congressmember Cori Bush of St. Louis, a Black Lives Matter activist and formerly unhoused single mother, submitted an amendment to H.R. 1 to enfranchise those imprisoned with felony convictions. Currently, only Vermont, Maine, and the District of Columbia allow prisoners to vote. Democratic Congressmember Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, a member of the squad, proposed lowering the voting age to 16. Both amendments submitted by these progressive African-American women would have significantly increased voter enfranchisement in communities of color. Both amendments failed because Democrats joined Republicans to vote them down. Grassroots mobilization won the Democrats this narrow window in which to pass progressive legislation, from protecting and expanding the right to vote to providing universal health care and a living wage. Pressure is needed now more than ever to ensure that minority rule, enforced with the slave-era filibuster, does not stand. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes? Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, isolated snow showers between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 27 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of around 15 degrees. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 30 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly clear with a low of around 15 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
Thank you.
This is really me now. No more hiding. Listen, we're all worried. We're all in pain. That comes with having eyes, with having ears. But just remember one thing. It can't get any worse. It can only get better. Quitting is not going to make you strong. Living will. So just hang on and hang in there. You know, I know all about the hating and the sneering. I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself. But why did I bother to come out here tonight? And why did you? I mean, it's time. It begins with us, not with politicians, the experts, or the teachers, but with us. With you and with me. The ones who need it most. I believe, with everything that's in me, that the whole world is longing for healing. Even the trees, the earth itself, are crying out for it. You can hear it everywhere. It's the same kind of healing I desperately needed, and finally feel has begun with you.
Thank you. Thank you.